Now it's time for three good things.
One, two, three.
Tell me something good.
Tell me.
To celebrate the new year, I did something I normally don't do. I physically stood out. The New Year's party I attended looked like most. Champagne toasts, sequins, black dresses, dark suits, top hats. I wore the most colorful peacocky jacket imaginable, and I loved it. I guess if you're on the radio, you do like attention, but it's not visual attention. I don't go around town and get recognized by sight. I don't even like being in photographs. On a few occasions, I have had people sidle up to me with a curious look and ask, "Are you Scott Jagow?" I find it extremely satisfying to be recognized by my voice. In many ways, my voice is who I am. Sure, I used to be on TV, but that always felt a little phony. Radio has the ability, if done right, to be the most compelling, intimate, and genuine medium. I once had a teacher known as the Host Whisperer, a brilliant Canadian radio consultant named David Kando. When he passed in 2014, NPR Scott Simon encapsulated how Kando changed our careers and our lives.
"Don't announce," he said. "Talk. Don't act. Be yourself. It's a very hard thing, eh?" he'd say, "to be yourself in front of all those people. But if you can be yourself, you'll sound like no one else, and people really hear what's real." David Kando used to remind us, "One of the most compelling sounds for the human ear is the sound of another human voice talking about something they care about."
On New Year's Eve, however, I doubt anyone could hear my voice over the volume of my jacket. It rivaled the loudest Spinal Tap amplifier.
"If you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board.
Oh.
11, oh, 11,
and most of
11.
And then amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes, you know, be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah,
all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
I guess what I decided to do for the new year was be somebody different. I don't do resolutions. It's usually setting myself up for failure. What's worse, not having resolutions or starting the year by failing at the one thing you said you would do? That doesn't mean I don't reflect on things and who I am, where I'm going, but it's always, always the little things that lead to happiness. Whatever measure of that you can achieve in life. I wore a jacket. It made me feel good. In the black and white of winter, I was the pop of color. It's something to start with, maybe the start of something big, or maybe just the one small thing that'll lead to another one and the kind of year you always hope for at the beginning of it. I've always kind of wanted to go to 11. That's three good things.
Where you said, "Darling, I love you, you gave me faith to go on." Now we're there, and we've only just begun. This will be our year, took a long time to come. The warmth of your smile, smile for me, little one, and this will be our. Don't have to worry, all your worry days are gone, and this will be our year, took a long time to come. And I won't forget the way you helped me up when I was down, and I won't forget the way you said, "Darling, I love you, you gave me faith to go on." Now we're there, and we've only just begun, this will be our year, took a long time to come. took a long time to